producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs of the people who are on the family farms, the owners, the operators, the families. Many of them operate family farm businesses beside on the farm, ag co-ops, that sort of thing, maybe fertilizer business, maybe have an ancillary trucking business, the finishing business, whatever it is. Those people deserve a lot of attention and affection, frankly, from the people in this country who would be hungry if it were not for them. The people who are hobby farmers, maybe learning about how to grow your own food or make it better. Maybe you're growing. I have a friend who's a chiropractor, my chiropractor, as a matter of fact, and she needed some help in her garden. And she said, what do I need? What can I do? So I looked at the soil, and I saw there was a lot of sand in it, and it had obviously by the look of the various vegetables that were in there, much in need of nitrogen and potassium. So I brought her down 3 or 4 barrels of my manure, which I described a few minutes ago here on this program, my witch's brew, and she has put it in her garden, and now she thinks I'm some sort of hero. It's very simple, actually. But yet, it's amazing. It's confusing, confounding, actually, that there are so many people who just don't get it. And I don't want to get boring here, but it is so amazing when you look around and you see, if you spend any time, whether it's at Congress or maybe I'm very active in my state, my rep, my senator all know who I am. And so when it comes to dairy, because I have a dairy farm, I'm all over them for things that will help the consumer and help those of us who are doing this. To keep the government out of our way when we need some support or help, asking for it, but not, you know, the whole business of the government being so involved, maybe it's something that's going to be hard for us to get that out of the way. But when you talk about things like the government's so connected to the school lunch program, and the many families, the main meal is the school program, so the government gets involved in that, and what the kids can eat, and describe, you know, what, how much of where the milk comes from, and yeah, all of this kind of stuff. There's just so much. There are a number of organizations that are helping, and this organization we were just talking about, the Farm Food Family Coalition, is neat. I also wanted to call your attention to the story of an NFL player, a fellow who works for, and that's really what, if you're playing football, you're working for the Green Bay Packers in this circumstance, wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who has signed a 4-year, $39 million contract, but that doesn't explain what he does when he's off the field. When he's off the field, he works on his family farm in Riley, Kansas. And every year since he's been in football, every off season, and as a kid growing up, he puts in a full day's work. He was interviewed in an ESPN magazine, and he explained that he works 12, 14 hours a day on the farm. He drives the combine, cuts wheat. He's got a 1,000-cow herd on the farm, more cows on his farm than people who live in the town where he came from. Working cattle is my favorite farm duty, he said. I probably identify more as a farmer than a football player. Well, it's kind of like that for me, too. I'm a radio guy. But the people in the community where I have lived all my life don't really know me as a radio guy. My radio program can be heard here, but they know me as the farmer. And I kind of like that, frankly. I'm more proud, and it's not that I'm not proud of the radio work that I've done for 50 years. I am. But I'm very proud of being around cows all my life, saving. I have a sanctuary on my cow, on my farm for cows. And that's what's important. Everybody's got something that's important. And I just find that working with the cattle, working with these cows, working with these beings is very fulfilling. So anyway, this wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, went on to explain that in Riley, where he lives, he's the farm kid that everybody there has always known. They're not all, he was obviously a quarterback that did well at the Riley High School. He went to Kansas State. He went to wide receiver. He was drafted in the second round in 2008. Got 49 touchdowns, a pro bowler last year. So anyway, he likes life on the farm, spends a lot of time at it, and is a good example for what we need to be doing to keep people on the farm and keep people engaged in the farm. And so this is, you know, the underscore here is it's up to you to make the changes. We've allowed this whole business to get too far off track. We need to pay attention to people like Jordy Nelson, pay attention to the issues, and understand what you can do to help out. That's the whole purpose of this program. I'm here every week. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farm.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with another conversation about what's going on in American agriculture, the family.
Now a twice as nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H. H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-223.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with another conversation about what's going on in American agriculture, the family farm, the backbone of America. 100 years ago, 98% of the people in this country lived on a farm. This year, 2% of the people in this country live on the farms. What a change. Is it good? Is it bad? I guess it depends on your point of view. Under the circumstances, this program is here to present issues for the American family farmer, for those of you who have small ag businesses, those of you who are hobby farmers, those of you who are in the locavore movement, interested in nourishment, in food, and really where the food source is at the moment and where it's going, fixing problems. Liz Reitzig is the author of Nourishing Liberty. Nourishingliberty.com is a blog that focuses on food as the foundation of freedom, the way every individual can become involved in the production of food, what's good. She's the co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is a name that I love because I love alliteration. Much as anything else. The Farm Food Freedom Coalition. All right, let's start with that, Liz, and have people understand that are listening to this program what the Farm Food Freedom Coalition is, and I'll have as many opportunities as I can take to say that. The Farm Food Freedom Coalition. What cooks with that?
Well, Doug, it's essentially what its name says. We're an organization dedicated to preserving choice for people to engage directly with farmers, and that for farmers to be able to engage directly with consumers, whatever food it is they are producing and providing. We believe that everyone fundamentally has the right to peacefully engage for the foods of their choice.
What does that mean, peacefully engage?
Well, it means people like to toss that word around that we have the right to do this or the right to do that, and we wanted to make a distinction that if you're a farmer and I want something that you produce, mm-hmm. I don't have any right to that food, but I do have a right to peacefully contract with you for that food.
So, but the peaceful part of it, what would get in the way of you being able to make a deal with a farmer, to CSA, let's say, or just go to the farm store? I've had a dairy store selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream and that sort of thing, related products, for a number of years. Nobody has ever been kept from, well, the government's tried to keep people.
Right.
Now think about it.
Right.
To keep people from buying my product. So that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. And that you and I have that inherent right to go ahead and engage like that without having regulators tell me I can't get raw milk for myself, mm-hmm. or tell you that you can't produce it or provide it to me.
That's but it's in the name of public health, Liz. Please, we're trying to protect the public. We know
right.
more than they do, or maybe edit that. We know more than you do, so they think. This 28-year-old kid who comes to my farm, who works for some division of the USDA, and says, it says here on page 43 of my regulations that you're not supposed to be doing that. And I explain why doing that is appropriate and fixes the problem. Well, that's not my problem. My problem is to make sure you don't do what it says on page 43 that you're not supposed to do. So you get this inane conversation going on now, which more and more comes from people who have gone to the public health schools, who have never been on a farm, never lived on a farm, never worked on a farm, don't know anything about which end of the cow or milk comes out. You know, that kind
right.
of stuff. And it's offensive, frankly.
It
I think
really
that's
is.
What a lot of people who are wanting to buy the product that I produce, that's what the objection is. Bigger government, not necessarily better. As a matter of fact, most assuredly not better government.
Right. And part of my goal with what I write on Nourishing Liberty and my audience there is to bring the food production back to normal. Like what you just described was this huge gap we have.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is not a sales job. This is information. You do with it what you want. This program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs, the desires of people who have agricultural interests, whether they be the owner of the small family farm, how do we keep it going, the locavore movement.
Liz Reitzig is a public relations expert, a writer,
and
public speaker, political activist,
farm produce,
entrepreneur,
whatever
co-founder of the Farm
Natural and Local
Freedom
interesting
Coalition.
To many people watching Food Grow, we're talking about that a little bit.
In our
simple things.
And
ag businesses
are
also,
you run
a
local
service
food buying
program.
Club. How does that work?
Service
outside of Washington
in a lot of great agriculture
and
the
Delmarva farmer
and
who's learning about
out to West Virginia
production of
so
land.
You got a big area
so,
there. How
do we have educational programs
in schools?
You were talking about where you
political
live.
World. So
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
not a sales job. This is information. You do with it what you want. This program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs, the desires of people who have agricultural interests, whether they be the owner of the small family farm, how do we keep it going, the locavore movement. Those are people that want to connect with a family farmer and get its produce, the farm's produce, whatever is natural and local. That's interesting to many people watching food grow. We're talking about that a little bit. Simple things. Ag businesses are also a service of this program. There are people that are serviced by the program in that bailiwick. And the hobby farmer who's learning about production of land. Do we have educational programs in schools? You were talking about where you live, and I think I find this somewhat frustrating because what's happened is we've become so dependent on federal money for school programs, and the new ones start, and then when money dries up, well, we better stop that program. And health education has been one of these programs that has been cut in many areas. You notice that?
Well, are you speaking specifically to, like, nutrition?
Yeah, nutrition, how your body works.
Right.
What in terms of nutrition, how does this grow, and what is in it, and why is it good for your body, that sort of thing.
Right, yeah. We've seen a complete lack of that. And what I've noticed is that that has been relegated to organizations and departments like the USDA, mm-hmm. who then... It's a very top-down approach, right, rather than looking at implementing these things in the household. And that's one of my main areas of focus is I'm a mom, and I see in my world all the time the mothers are the ones who are responsible.
Yep.
And
Chris Reitzig is a public relations expert, a writer, public speaker, political activist, entrepreneur, co-founder of the Farm Food Freedom Coalition, which is a group that is focusing on food availability in our country and your access to it. You run a local food buying club. How's that work? You live outside of Washington, got a lot of great agriculture in the Delmarva and in Virginia, out to West Virginia. So but you got a big area there. How does it work? And you're in the heat of the political world, so you can get into some people's faces pretty positively there, yeah?
Yes, indeed. We are in the midst of the political world here. And the buying club, what we do is we help facilitate food coming from small farms. So we kind of aggregate some of the products. And there's local deliveries to neighborhoods throughout D.C. and Maryland. So people can get the foods from these small local farms and have that direct connection and support these farms in a way that's convenient for them. Because what I've found is one of the keys to get mass adoption is make it convenient for people.
Farms, the family farms, are the key to rural economic restoration. You look around at some of the pictures from some of the areas in this country, not necessarily near Washington, but go further south and inland a bit to some of the four or five states that are notoriously poor, and they are agriculturally oriented. Many of them have people that are trying to do some of these things, and they don't have the wherewithal. They've been denied the ability to continue doing what they're doing, and oftentimes they don't know how to fight. I know in certain circumstances where I have been confronted by issues, I'm a fighter. I don't give up. And some of the people I know who are doing this just either don't have the wherewithal, they don't have that in their personality, so they give up. And that's what these people are counting on. They want you to give up so that they can get more control and you can have less control.
Right.
And that goes for the people producing as well as the people who are using, who want the food system, understanding the food system. So explain what a buying club is, will you?
Yes, a buying club, I mean, it can look a variety of different ways. It's essentially organizing a group of consumers to support one or several small local farms. And it's a benefit to everyone involved. So the consumers are getting this product that they don't have access to immediately in their neighborhood. And then the farmers are getting paid livable wages, yeah. and they can stay on their farm, they can stay in production because they're going direct to the consumer. And there's an incredibly valuable tool now to help facilitate these relationships. There's a website called FarmMatch, farmmatch.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we use. And what it does is it essentially links that relationship together. So people can go on, it's mapped, they can go on and look at the site and find local farms near them. Local farmers can go on and find pockets of consumers who want what they are producing.
There are a lot of people who get together. There's a group that got together in Boston, which is not far from where I am, recently, discussing food worker justice, opportunities to improve self-sufficiency, sustainability, all these words. I think that what bothers me about the words is sometimes they get hyped and the issue gets hyped, and the real people who need to be affected by this are not. People get together, they talk about it, somebody from the USDA defining food. Oh, what do you need somebody from the USDA to define food for God's sakes?
Right.
Yeah, and how much does that person get paid, and how could we be using that to help ourselves to better food? You know, that kind of stuff, the nonsense
right.
that goes on in the name of people keeping people stupid.
The bureaucracy.
Yeah.
There's so much bureaucracy.
Right.
And what it comes down to is getting our hands dirty sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's one of my primary focuses right now is growing this movement of people interested in their own gardening.
What do you make of the availability of local, well, not necessarily food sources by themselves, but the ability to grow seed, for example? Where do you get your seed, and where do the people that you talk to get their seed?
That's a great question. So when I'm talking about small gardens, I like to do seed exchanges, so with other farmers, with gardeners, and then I go and I purchase other seeds that I don't have from that immediate exchange.
Sort of
I get
from
them
the,
from non-GMO sources.
I was going to say, sort of from the Up Yours Monsanto department. Maybe.
Pardon?
I said maybe that's sort of a page from the Up Yours Monsanto department.
Right. Definitely nothing, no seed companies associated with Monsanto.
No. Yeah.
Dig out the ones who are not and purchase from them the organic non-GMO.
Mm-hmm. Can you get to local school systems? Or, I mean, this is such a big job. It's too bad it's gotten
right.
so out of hand. Can
right.
you get to schools and have days when children can learn about the food? This is such simple, basic stuff, but we are losing
yeah.
our grasp on how to, and families ought to be teaching their children about, this is not just about, it's not just a school job, it's your
right.
job. Your family is getting away from what keeps them healthy, and you as the mother, you as the father, are responsible for the nutrition and the health of your children, so why wouldn't you want to know more about the importance of what Liz is doing?
Right, and I've thought about that a lot. I do have friends who are involved in the institution side of it, so they focus on schools or hospitals or prisons. That's not my focus, and I chose that deliberately because I feel like it's really important to connect on that family level. Like you were just saying, like this is something you want to – it's got to be more of a everyday thing than a going
mm-hmm.
to school thing.
Yeah, right.
And especially since we look at when is the most production – if you're growing a garden, it's in the summer.
Right,
and that's
no
when
school.
Children are out in school. So how discouraging would it be to plant seeds and not get to watch them grow?
Can you do something with flowers and other things that grow just to help people understand what growth is?
Absolutely, definitely, yeah. And flowers, like when you look at flowers, you're looking at ways to attract the pollinators that we need to grow the fruits.
Now, that's a whole can of worms. Or can of bees, if
right.
you will. That's something that
right.
this week even there's some news about what really has affected or impacted the bees. You want to spend a moment talking about that and how, again, this is part of the whole system. I think people call it the ecosystem.
Yes, yes. And that's what's so beautiful about it is that it's a system. It's a living system. And when we take one component out or when we distort one component, like you were saying, only 2% of people today live on farms, and that disconnect, we mess the whole system up.
Mm-hmm.
So I really value that, and I value looking at it as an entire system. And I think that's where that's where the most the impact we can have is in engaging as a system. This is not like food. We can't take food out of the rest of our lives and treat it in an isolated way.
No.
Food affects our environment. It affects our economy. It affects our ability to learn and our ability to have healthy bodies. It affects our quality of life, everything.
It's a conversation that needs to be had, and we continue with Liz Wright. Again, other people who are like her, just to sort of help the farmers who come to you. I want to talk about that in a moment, who come to you for help. I want to understand what that relationship may be about as we continue here in this week's American Family Farmer.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Check talks Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This MultiView Special Report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. At 13,804 feet, Gannett Peak stands as the apex of the Central Rockies, making it the highest summit in the state of Wyoming. Sound daunting? Not to Jeff Evans, one of America's best-known mountaineers, and Eric Weinmayer, famed sole blind person to reach the summit of Mount Everest. On September 11th, Evans and Weinmayer will lead a group of veterans facing life-altering injuries, ranging from emotional and physical trauma to impaired senses, chronic pain, and amputated limbs, on a challenging ascent up Gannett Peak. The climb is sponsored by Wells Fargo and is part of No Barriers Warriors. John Toth, director of No Barriers USA.
No Barriers Warriors empowers veterans and transitioning service members with disabilities to innovate through adversity, lead through influence, serve others, and ultimately become warrior strong. We aim to cultivate inner strength and determination in veterans by overcoming barriers regardless of physical, mental, or emotional challenges.
Visit warriorstosummits.org.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a certain time in a guy's life when his hair is really good, when it looks and feels the best it ever will. This is his hair prime, and many guys are wasting it by using the same type of shampoo their mom bought for them years ago. In order to help guys recognize and celebrate this crucial time, Axe Hair is urging guys to make the most of their hair prime now by using a shampoo that's specifically designed for men's hair care needs. Axe Hair teamed up with professional baseball player Matt Harvey to show guys across the country what it's like to live your hair prime to the fullest.
I wear a baseball cap every day, so my hair goes through a lot. When I'm off the field, I like to make sure I'm treating my hair right. With the help of Axe Hair, I'm able to have healthy, full hair that makes me look and feel great.
To live your hair prime to the fullest, visit local retailers for Axe Hair shampoos, each specifically designed for men and their different hair needs. Check out www.axe.us to learn more about the entire line of Axe Hair shampoos and other Axe Hair products.
Liz Reitzig is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. We're talking about her blog, nourishingliberty.com. We're talking about her organization, the Farm Food Freedom Coalition. You can go online and find that out. We are here to discuss what can help the American family farmer. And one of the things is education, connection to people who run the family farms and the supporting local farm businesses. Would you like to take a shot at describing from your point of view the difference between natural, organic? I've been asked this number of times, and I have my own feelings about it. Local food, is it fresher or better? What's more appetizing, more appealing? Because I think that frankly, organic doesn't mean much anymore. It's what you can get that's quickly, let's say today you want to go get a fresh head of lettuce. You go to the farm and you get it. You don't go to the store because the lettuce in the store is likely to have come on a trip from someplace. But I think that the access to fresh is something that helps people understand what they really ought to be looking for. That's my own bias. What about yours?
Well, you asked a lot of questions right there. Let me try to break it apart a little bit. Organic is a legal term, and it's a word that's owned by the USDA. So it goes along, you have to purchase the organic certification in order to use that word. So as much as we all know that organic means treating your soils properly, rotating your crops, not spraying chemicals on them, it means something different as a legal term. So I always like to make that distinction so people understand, like, when I use the word, I actually am talking about farms that are chemical-free, rotate their crops, have cover crops, and honor the soils and the ecosystems that produce our food.
All right. Go ahead.
Again, natural, same thing. It's a term. It's a legal term. Local, I think that's a flexible term that people use in different ways. I tend to think of it as about a 150-mile radius. And I'd also prefer to get something a little bit further away from a farm that is operating in a way that I can support rather than a closer farm that is spraying chemicals, for example.
Yeah. I have never used chemicals on my farm. I tend to, and it bothers some people because it's so much easier to get rid of the weeds in the corn from, by spraying them, but you can cultivate them. And the other thing is that using all, I have a sort of witch's brew manure-wise. I have chicken manure, horse manure, cow manure, all rolled into one, and tend to, even though the neighbors, because I'm in a suburban setting on my farm as well, they don't much like it when I spread the manure, but it's a heck of a lot of the corn. I had a sort of different combo of compost this year and put it on a 15-acre field that I used to grow cow corn. And it's the best corn that I have raised for a long, long time. It's just fun. It's fun to watch it come up, get tasseling. This time of year to be green. The weather has been good, just the right amount of moisture, all of those things. And if you could bring kids around, you have these field trips. Again, it's kind of sad that you have to bring children to something that was so natural for everybody to grow up around. But, if you have to do that, you have to do that. It's getting to that point where you then tell people the difference between this kind of food and that kind of food. And they appreciate it because they're there. And it's not, you can find, I hope this never changes. We can, you said 150 miles equals local. You can find farms within 100 miles or 50 miles, hopefully, of every major metropolitan area in this country, don't you think? 50 miles?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the kind of thing. And I don't mean to be preachy. Sometimes I feel like I get that way. And it's just, this is something that's so close to me. And so obvious.
Right. And fundamentally, I mean, it's something we should all be tuned into and close to, as you put it, because food is our lifeline.
Right.
And soils and water, healthy soils and clean water, that's our lifeline. And they provide life to us, and we got to support and nourish our soils. And
well, the other thing, Liz, that's an important thing here, we're almost out of time, is to encourage people to go into agriculture, the beginning farmers that aren't coming from agriculture, because many of the kids that grew up on the farm don't want to work on the farm. They're not keeping the farm, so kids given an opportunity to go at it. I think that's another, you can sometimes plant that seed, pardon the pun, in people to get them
to go down that road.
It's
important.
Yeah, right. All right, Liz, thank you. This is very instructive and helpful. We'll send people again to your blog. Liz Reitzig's blog is nourishingliberty.com, and the Farm Food Freedom Organization is at farmfoodfreedom.org, and Farm MTCH, which is for Farm Match, farmmtch.com. All those things ought to be checked out by people who want to know more about the exciting world that they and you live in. Liz, thank you for being here. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with an observation up next here.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is not a sales job. This is information. You do with it what you want. This program is called The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the needs, the desires of people who have agricultural interests, whether they be the owner of the small family farm, how do we keep it going, the locavore movement. Those are people that want to connect with a family farmer and get its produce, the farm's produce, whatever is natural and local. That's interesting to many people watching food grow. We're talking about that a little bit. Simple things. Ag businesses are also a service of this program. There are people that are serviced by the program in that bailiwick, and the hobby farmer who's learning about production of land. Do we have educational programs in schools? You were talking about where you live, and I think I find this somewhat frustrating because what's happened is we've become so dependent on federal money for school programs, and the new ones start, and then when money dries up, well, we better stop that program. And health education has been one of these programs that has been cut in many areas. You notice that?
Well, are you speaking specifically to, like, nutrition?
Yeah, nutrition, how your body works.
Right.
In terms of nutrition, how does this grow, and what is in it, and why is it good for your body, that sort of thing.
Right. Yeah, we've seen a complete lack of that, and what I've noticed is that that has been relegated to organizations and departments like the USDA, mm-hmm. who then it's a very top down approach, right? Rather than looking at implementing these things in the household, and that's one of my main areas of focus. Is I'm a mom, and I see in my world all the time the mothers are the ones who are responsible.
Yep.
And historically and worldwide, women are responsible for food security in the household and in the community. And so it's a way that we can begin from bottom up to empower women by giving them the information they need on nutrition and on cooking in the household and growing some of their own food or producing it. We can give them that information that sort of from the ground up, if you will, empowers them to make the choices for their family that give the children better nutrition and lead to a more secure food system.
Well, it's fun. And then there are the ancillary businesses that go along with this, Liz, the focus on manure and methane gas that's been around as it relates to the cow. This past week, a lot of hoopla about methane gas as it applies to oil and oil products. We're told that cows are bad because of the methane gas that they produce. and people will go, you've seen as well as I, protest at the farm. We've got to get rid of these cows because they're ruining the planet. Yeah, this kind of stuff is just so foolish and nonsensical. It just makes it difficult because the government has so much money, so much power to fight against the information that we have here. And you wonder why. What's in the interest of the people or the interest of, you know, whoever is managing all of this? And I think that's a question you got to ask as you educate yourself. You know, there's the what, the why, the wherefore. You agree?
Right. Absolutely. I think, yeah, that is vital. Absolutely. And looking at it from your example of this propaganda that somehow cows are creating the environmental degradation we see, then we've got to take it back to the small farm. And we've got to say, look, here are examples of farms that have vibrant, healthy ecosystems, and these are the farms that are producing the topsoil that we need. Literally, that is our lifeline. And look at that as kind of one of the cornerstones. That's the environmental and the ecological restoration that our environment needs, and it comes from the small farms.
The Farm Food Freedom Coalition, nationwide consumer coalition, formed in response to the serious government actions denying American citizens the right to the food that you want. That's what our focus is here, how you can help yourself and the small farmer who's producing what you want. Liz Reisig stays on the program, continues. It's the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.